What do we want? Contract. When do we want it? Now. The sound of some of the Verizon workers, almost 40,000 of them, on strike today after failing to reach an agreement on a new contract with Verizon. The employees who are striking mostly work on landline phones and internet operations on the East Coast. Bernie Sanders briefly joined them on the picket line in New York. He had been endorsed by one of the main unions, the Communication Workers of America, or CWA. And joining us now from New York is Bob Master, who's assistant to the vice president of CWA District 1 in New York. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So at the center of this argument are retirement benefits and health care costs. Verizon says it needs to reduce both and calls the changes critical. How do you respond to that?
I think that they're misleading the public on what's really at stake here. What's really at stake is the future of middle-class jobs in America. This is a company with stunning level of profitability, and they are intent on eliminating good middle-class jobs. We have been very willing to work with them to address questions like limiting healthcare costs, but we are unwilling to see middle-class jobs disappear from the Northeast just because the company feels that they can get away with it.
So you think this is a bigger story? This is about middle-class workers. This isn't about the specifics of this deal?
No question about it. I mean, there are obviously specific issues. They want to contract out our work to low-wage contractors. They want to take our call center work and instead of paying people a living wage to do it here in the Northeast in our communities, they want to send these jobs to call centers in the Philippines and Mexico where people are making, you know, a dollar and a half an hour. The big picture here, though, is, you know, the 1% is completely focused on their own well-being. $233 million in compensation to the top five executives over the last 5 years, but is unwilling to invest in good jobs here in this country.
So what would get you on board on this contract? I mean, let's start with that relocation thing you were just talking about their ability to move employees around for a long period of time. What would be acceptable there? Because they say they've got to do that sometimes in order to make sure that customers don't have to wait too long for service.
Well, the reason that customers have to wait long periods for service is because they're unwilling to hire a workforce which is adequate to providing companies, customers rather, with good service. You know, they win awards all the time for being a family-friendly company, and then they want to turn around and transfer people 2 months, hundreds of miles away from their home without any restriction. That's not necessary.
But isn't that their call?
You know, look, every company gets to manage, but within limits, right? And let me add one other thing, which is there's a whole question of what's going to happen to jobs at the wireless company. They spend a lot of time telling our members who work on landlines that they have to accept lower compensation because landlines are an antique, so to speak, even though there are millions of people still dependent on them. Then they turn around to the wireless workers who organized into the union in Brooklyn in 2014. They say, oh, no, we can't raise your wages, your benefits. You can't improve your working conditions because that's the industry standard. At the end of the day, it's always the same story. It's about shareholders and executives, not about workers and communities.
What about the issue of competitiveness, that Verizon would make the case that they've got to do this because their competitors are going to do the same thing and they can't be paying their workers more than the competitors or putting more into pension funds or anything like that, or allow people to not be moved around for long periods of time?
The question is the bottom line. They made $1.5 billion a month in profits in 2015, $1.8 billion in profits the first 3 months of this year, which are the only months that have been reported so far. It seems like they're competing pretty effectively with the current workforce at its current level of compensation. We have been willing to work with them to reduce healthcare costs literally by hundreds of millions of dollars over the life of this agreement. We're not blind to the changes in the structure of benefits in this society.
So, Bob, there was a strike the last time there was a contract negotiation. Is this going to happen every time, do you think, now?
You know, I hope not. You know, striking is a last resort. And we worked very hard over the last 10 months at the bargaining table. But we do want to protect the jobs that our members have and, you know, not see them contracted out, not see them sent overseas.
That's Bob Master, assistant to the vice president of Communication Workers of America, District 1 in New York. Bob Master, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.